That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles Social Room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Wednesday, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is taco soup. So make plans to go and enjoy taco soup at the Norton Eagles this evening. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks, and all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. Every first and third Wednesday of the month, the men have their meeting starting at 7:30, and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month, the women have their meeting at 7:30. So this is the first Wednesday of the month, so therefore, men, you have your meeting this evening. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. It should be sunny with a high near 70 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 30 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 68. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 53. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly before 7 a.m., and it should be partly sunny with a high near 43 and breezy Saturday. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 53. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. Currently, with fair skies, it is 35 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is north at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 26 degrees, and our current wind chill is 31 degrees. It's 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, December 6th party line. I am Natalie, here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good, really good. It's a beautiful morning. I didn't even need a heavy coat this morning.
Nope.
I thought I was going to, but I didn't. It's going to be a beautiful day today, too. Something great to look forward to. 70 degrees today.
Wow.
Maybe that'll get rid of some of this illness going around, too.
I don't know, but it is going around.
It is going around, but open up some windows and get some fresh air blowing out through your houses and maybe get some of that sickness out that's been bottled up with the cold weather. So, fingers crossed, that'll work. But it's going to be 70 today and then 68 tomorrow. Then it's going to start getting a little cooler, but only in the high 50s. So we're looking at some nice weather coming up here. We do have some wind on Saturday, maybe a little snow in the morning. But besides that, it's going to be really nice. So time to enjoy. So how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Let's see.
For a Wednesday.
That's right. Well, it's getting there. A couple more days. K-State won their game last night. It was
in overtime.
71-72 in overtime.
Wow.
Against Villanova. They haven't played Villanova. When did I think it was since the 1940s or even later than that, like the 1920s. I can't remember exactly what they said, but it's been a very long time since K-State's played Villanova in basketball. So.
Huh.
We beat them in overtime by 1 point, but we won. And KU won over Kansas City yesterday, too. I wrote the score down. It was 88 or 89 to something. I can't remember. But KU also won their game yesterday. So go Kansas. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm ready for some trivia. Are you ready for some trivia?
Yes.
All right. Trivia is being brought to you. You probably won't know this. Trivia is being brought to you by.
No, I'm not ready.
It's being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download that Pizza Hut app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And they do deliver from open to close. Keep that in mind. When you're thinking about feeding the family, order that triple treat box. It's a great deal to feed the whole family, and you can have it delivered right to your door. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick up your certificate before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But keep in mind that when you pick it up, you have a week to use it. If you need to pick it up between 11:30 and 3:30, please call us, and we'll be glad to leave it on the door for you. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378, with the correct answer. You will be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. So today, the singer, songwriter, Joni Mitchell is in my music news. So I'm going to ask a question about Joni Mitchell. 785-877-3378. So, which famous couple has said that they named their daughter after a Joni Mitchell song? Which famous couple has said that they named their daughter after a Joni Mitchell song? Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. With that correct answer, you're going to win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Which famous couple has said that they named their daughter after a Joni Mitchell song? While we wait for our answer, we're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit, with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, the country is quiet this morning with some early asking prices around 175 in the south and 275 in the north. No bids have been renewed at this point, and significant trade volume could be delayed for at least one more day. Beef cutouts are expected to be lower with light to moderate box movements. Now, so far this week, some scattered live deals have been reported in parts of the south at 171, about $3 lower than last week's weighted averages. A handful of dress business has been reported in parts of Nebraska at 271, about $4 lower than the prior week's weighted average. Looking over at the mercantile, starting off with live cattle for December, down 27 at 168.15, Feb down 70 at 168.27. January feeder cattle down 10 at 214.60, March down 52 at 217.07. December lean hogs up 35 at 67.17, Feb up 12 cents at 69.47. Over at the Board of Trade, December corn up 4 1/4 at 472 3/4, March corn up 1 1/2 at 492. January beans down 4 1/4 at 13.01. March beans down a nickel at 13.21 1/2. December, Kansas City wheat up 7 3/4 at 6.65. March up 8 1/2 at 6.70 3/4. December Chicago wheat up 8 3/4 at 6.29 1/4. March up 13 1/2 at 6.44. Looking over crude oil futures, currently down $1.52. At Wall Street, the Dow Index up 174, NASDAQ up 47.45, and the S&P 500 up 16.14 on the Kansas Ag Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I got two birthdays.
Awesome. Whose birthdays?
Steve Persinger and Nolan Walters.
All right. Steve Persinger and Nolan, what was the last name?
Yes. Yep.
Walters?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Hey, first things first, we want to let you know that open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Next, we did get an answer on our trivia. We're going to take a phone call first. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
It is David. Gay
Davis'
birthday today. Gay Davis at Boxer and Curry.
Okay.
Stop by and tell him happy birthday.
All right. Will do.
And so, tell Scooter hi and happy hi for me.
We promise.
I have to think of his name.
I'll tell him that.
Okay.
Thanks, Jean. Have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we did get a correct answer on our trivia. Who was it that got it right? Oh, yeah, Gerald Spear. How could I forget Gerald? Gerald got the answer right. So the question, which famous couple have said that they named their daughter after a Joni Mitchell song? It was Bill and Hillary Clinton. When Bill and Hillary were at Harvard, they heard a song about the New England weather right before winter, and they said they knew then that they would name their daughter Chelsea after the song Chelsea Morning by Joni Mitchell. Gerald knew that answer, and because of that, he won himself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Great job, Gerald. All right, I think I've got everything covered now, so let's get started. Ready?
Ready.
All right. First things first, I want to remind everybody, we are waiting on phone calls. If you know anyone that's having a birthday today, give us a call. Let's get them on the birthday list, because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday couples to receive a cookie, or birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because on Friday, after at the end of the show, we are going to give one of those birthday couples a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc. And that's also good at or provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate. Get your poinsettias before they run out. They're the most beautiful plants. And if you look at their Facebook page, like and follow them so you can keep track of everything that goes on at Garden Gate, you can see how beautiful those plants are. And while you're there, check out all the other beautiful Christmas items they have at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel. What a perfect gift would be to give somebody the gift of a trip. Because you know somebody that works hard and never takes time for themselves? Well, get them a trip. 785-871-4109. And I'll tell you a little secret. That person can be you, too. You want to get away for a while? That's okay. Call Click Your Heels Travel. Travel is just what they do. They're there with you from beginning to end. No matter what, just give them a call. 785-871-4109. 4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost something, found something, or you're in search of anything, call us at 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Farm Bureau Insurance, the Norton Methodist Church, Bailey Electric, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. First things first, we're going to start with our reminders. Do you have some reminders today?
I do have one reminder. The United Methodist Women have been busy, and they invite you out today. It's going on right now, actually, the Cookie and Candy Walk at the First United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall. Going on today from 8:30 till noon, homemade cookies and candies and homemade cinnamon rolls. So go and get you some. Going on now until noon, the Cookie and Candy Walk. United Methodist Women invite you out to First United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall.
And the optimal word there is homemade.
Yes.
These ladies, they make some great cookies and stuff.
I saw peanut butter fudge and lots of cookies. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yummy. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, there you go. Thanks for making me growl. Today is Wednesday. That means it's Art Club for Kids Day at our Norton Public Library from 3:45 to 4:45, where you can go and see the budding artist creations they have on display in their Art Club gallery. This is a parental contract event. Stop by, fill out that contract for each child in your family, and it just takes a couple minutes, and you could talk to the crew there at the library about what you need to do. But today, from 3:45 to 4:45, it's Art Club for Kids Day at our Norton Public Library. And then, do you have any more
reminders? No.
Okay, so real quick, I just want to remind you, when you do stop by Solutions North Bank, First State Bank, the Heaton Building, and Moffitt Drug, don't forget to get one of those angel tags off of the angel trees so you can be a part of helping a child have a wonderful Christmas. It's so easy. You take a tag. All the information for the child or children is on the tag. Fill get presents for the tag, and then you take it back wrapped to the place where you got the angel tree tag, and they'll make sure those get out to the kids. They're going to be delivering on December 16th. If you have any questions, please call the Norton Chamber office at 785-877-2501. All right, I think I have one more than you did today, so I'm going to go first.
Actually, we had an early phone call. Actually,
oh, okay.
A phone call
awesome.
While we were at break.
Yeah.
A happy birthday wish going out to Paige Harding from Dad. So happy birthday from Dad to Paige Harding.
Happy birthday, Paige. Very sweet. Okay, so I'm going to talk about our Norton Sonic. You know, they've got a couple of their favorites back, the Hickory Barbecue Cheeseburger and the Garlic Butter Bacon Cheeseburger. The Hickory Barbecue Cheeseburger is 100% all-beef patty that's layered with bold and tangy hickory barbecue sauce, melty American cheese, diced onions, crinkle-cut pickles, crisp lettuce, and creamy mayo on a toasted bakery bun. And the Garlic Butter Bacon Cheeseburger is 100% all-beef patty topped with creamy garlic butter, American cheese, crispy bacon, mayo, and grilled onions on a toasted bakery bun. Check out those. They're coming back. I've never had the Hickory Barbecue, so that's next on my list, but I have had the Garlic Butter Bacon Cheeseburger, and it is delicious. Remember, today is Wednesday, and at Sonic, it means it's Wacky Wednesday, where you can take the kids and let them enjoy a wacky meal. And, you know, a really great thing about that is they have so many choices, 5 different choices for that wacky meal. So stop in today at our Norton Sonic, and when you're there, ask them about their keychains for their drinks. They're back right now. You can pick one up. Let me see. Let me pull that up real quick. I've got the pricing and everything here. Not going to get to my page now. I don't know what is going on with Facebook this morning. It was so weird.
It's been weird. And, you know, we have problems with our Facebook Live. Anytime they do an update on Facebook or an iPhone or an iPad update, that's when it happens.
It does, and they do that way too often in my book. All right, so the keychains are $20 per keychain. You can get a Route 44 drink for $1.29 and a large drink for 99 cents. It is one use per person that has a keychain, so you can't do it for your whole carload. Everybody has to have a keychain. But this is very convenient. You know, you're out driving around and you want to stop and get a drink. The keychain you already have on with your keys, and you just let them know, show them your keychain, and you can get a great deal, a Route 44 for $1.29 or a large for 99 cents. That started on the 4th. It'll run through December 31st of 2024, and so stop in and get that keychain. They're very convenient to have. I know a lot of people that keep those keychains, and they love them. They're so happy they're back. So you can stop by for your keychain and enjoy all the great items they have at our Norton Sonic right here on Highway 36.
Joy Johnson, your Norton Farm Bureau Financial Services agent here in Norton, invites you out to their open house tomorrow, Thursday, December 7th, from 11:30 to 1:30. They're going to be serving hamburger or pork burgers and the fixins. You can stop by to pick up your 2024 coupon book, member coupon book, and register for door prizes. Meet the county board members as well. Joy Johnson and her crew at the Norton Farm Bureau Financial Services office invite you out to their open house tomorrow, December 7th, 11:30 to 1:30.
Hey, I want to tell you about Bailey Electric. You know, people try to do a lot of things on their own nowadays, especially around the house and stuff like that. But there's one thing that you need to leave to the experts, and that's working with electrical. It can be dangerous, first of all, and second of all, it's way complicated. Well, we have the experts right here in Norton and Bailey Electric. They offer you free estimates. They're licensed and insured. They don't charge you mileage for the Norton or Oberlin area. They have their own boom truck. They do trenching and new installations or rewiring. And at Bailey Electric, they have the lowest rates. Call Bailey Electric today at 785-871-1967. I'll do that again because you need to grab a pen or grab your phone and keep this number handy. 785-871-1967 for Bailey Electric.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. It is featuring roast beef served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of your lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy chicken fried steak or liver and onions for the special. Again, today's lunch buffet, TNC Kitchen, is roast beef. Tonight is chicken fried steak or liver and onions. Want to let you know of some upcoming closings and special dates and times. The TNC Kitchen will be closed December 16th and 17th. They will also be closed on Christmas Day, December 25th. But good news is they are going to have their breakfast buffet December 30th through January 1st. They do want to let you know, though, on New Year's Day, January 1st, they will be closing at 2 p.m. So, again, put it on your calendar, December 16th and 17th. They will be closed. December 25th, Christmas Day, they will be closed. December 30th, January 1st, breakfast buffet, closing at 2 on January 1st. They want to thank you for stopping in and wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, if you are not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
All right, I'm going to talk about something that's going on this weekend here in Norton through our Norton Methodist Church. And also, I want to let you know now so I don't forget to tell you that on our coffee table show today, we will have a representative from the church here to talk about the Living Nativity that's going to be taking place this Sunday, December 10th. You know, you don't even have to get out of your car to view scenes from the Holy Bible Christmas story. Area volunteers will portray the Bible characters and live. There'll be live animals, and they make each scene a true reenactment of the Holy Christmas story. You come through the Circle Drive anytime between 6 and 8 p.m. to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior and see firsthand that Jesus Christ still lives among us this Christmas season. They hope to see everyone there for the Living Nativity this Sunday at the Norton Methodist Church. And if you want to be a part of it, you know, they want people to come and join and be a part of that. Costumes are ready. The animals will be on their best behavior. Well, they're going to try their best. The cookies and cocoa will be fresh and hot. And if you'd like to be a character in one of the scenes, you can call the Methodist Church at 785-877-2196 and reserve your spot to help reenact the Christmas story on this Sunday, December 10th. So if you want to be a part of it, talk to them about that. Also, please go and look at this nativity. I try to go every year that it's on. The last couple of years, they haven't been able to have it, but this year it's back. So go to the First United Methodist Church here in Norton. Don't even have to get out of your car, and you can enjoy the Living Nativity. And please tune in to the coffee table show right after the party line and 10 o'clock news, and we'll get some more information and talk to them about the Living Nativity at the First United Methodist Church.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the party line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen, and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have know of a couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, you can give us a call. And on Friday, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate, Good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. You can also get your favorite flavors of the season in stock at J&R Liquor. You can get your Kansas Lottery tickets. Kansas Lottery tickets make great stocking stuffers, gifts for someone in the office. I mean, can you imagine being the person that gave your coworker, you know, $10,000 scratch-off ticket?
That would be awesome.
Would you like a $10,000 scratch-off ticket?
Would I like one?
Yes.
You got one?
I can try.
All right.
I can get you a scratch-off ticket, but I can't guarantee it.
Well, I'm not very lucky, but I'll try.
All right. So, but you can get those Kansas Lottery tickets and scratch-off tickets at J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. Don't forget to tune in Friday for our Favorite Flavor Friday with a new theme with December in the works. We are doing flavors of the season. Last week we did a warm gingerbread cocktail. And so we will have a new flavor of the season recipe on Friday for you from J&R Liquor.
I can't wait. Awesome. All right, Terry and Penny Laughlin would like to invite you to get on their free website, standatthecrossroads.com, and read their Christmas teachings. Take time to find biblical teachings like The Cast of Christmas, Catching the Miracles of Christmas, Christmas Hope, and many more. Just get on their homepage for Crossroads messages and click on the search icon and then type in Christmas. All of their Christmas teachings have been featured on Sermon Central, having a 4.5-star rating, stating that these teachings are helpful to those who read them. Terry and Penny Laughlin would like to remind everyone during the hustle and bustle of enjoying the season that Jesus Christ is the reason for this wonderful time of the year. Visit their website, standatthecrossroads.com. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break to get our livestock auction roundup, and when we come back, we'll have history.
JNT for North Livestock Market here in North Kansas with early consignments for this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the calves, here's 25 black and Charlotte Cross steers and heifers off the cows. Spring shots, the April to June calves, 300 to 600 pounds. 38 red Angus Cross steers and heifers off the cows. Spring shots, 550 to 750. 50 black, white face, and red steers and heifers off the cow. Spring shots at 600. 18 mixed steers and heifers off the cows. Spring shots, 550 to 700. 25 black steers off the cows, spring shots, 7 1/4, 750. 10 black, white face steers off the cows, spring shots at 400. 30 black, white face heifers off the cows, spring shots, 400 to 550. In the feeders, here's 25 black steers and heifers, summered on grass, and put on the lot November 7th. Spring and fall shots, 675 to 750. In the webs, here's a deal of 20 cows. Then next week on December 14th, we will have 300 to 400. Stock cows, bred heifers, and pairs, along with our regular sale. Some early consignments are 82 black, white faced cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred black for March 1. 50 mostly black with a few red cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred red Angus and black for April 1. 15 shorthorn cows, 3 to 8 years old, bred shorthorn for March 1. 27 black cows, solid mouth and older, bred black for March 20th. Then the bred heifers. Here's 40 black heifers, AI bred for mid-January, then clean up bulls for 60 days. ABS genetics used, 1,000 pounds plus. 20 black heifers, bred black for February 15 calving. Pelvic measured, synchronized together before breeding, 1,100 pounds plus. 10 shorthorn heifers, bred shorthorn for March 1, 1,050 pounds plus. All these plus many more consignments for these two upcoming auctions this Thursday and next week on December 14. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. All right, hey, it's time for history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. You know, at Kansas Land Tire, they're looking for some help for a service truck operator. Experience is a plus, but it's not required, and your pay will depend on your experience. They offer full-time, uniforms, paid time off, 401k insurance, and more. So stop by Kansas Land Tire if you're looking for a great job. This just may be the perfect job for you. And remember, they're fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs at Kansas Land Tire. Call them today at 785-877-5181, or you can stop in and visit Kansas Land Tire, our local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, December 6th, 1865, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified. The amendment abolished slavery in the U.S. In 1877, Thomas Edison demonstrated the first gramophone with a recording of himself reciting Mary Had a Little Lamb. In 1883, Ladies' Home Journal was published for the first time. In 1884, the construction of the Washington Monument was completed by Army engineers. The project took 34 years.
Wow.
In 1889, Jefferson Davis died in New Orleans. He was the first and only president of the Confederate States of America. In 1907, in Monongah, West Virginia, 361 people were killed in America's worst mine disaster. In 1923, U.S. President Calvin Coolidge became the first president to give a presidential address that was broadcast on radio. In 1947, Everglades National Park in Florida was dedicated by U.S. President Truman. In 1957, America's first attempt at putting a satellite into orbit failed when the satellite blew up on the launch pad at Cape Canaveral, Florida. Oops. In 1973, I'm pretty sure that's probably not what was said.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think they sat there. Oops. In 1973, Gerald R. Ford was sworn in as the Vice President of the United States after Vice President Spiro Agnew resigned. In 1990, U.S. Vice President Dan Quayle was enshrined in the Little League Museum's Hall of Excellence. And finally, on this day, December 6, 1998, astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Endeavour connected the first two building blocks of the International Space Station in the shuttle cargo bay.
So today is December 6th, and this is perfect, Mandy, because you've been talking all this week about the courthouse collecting mittens and stuff like that mm-hmm. and put on their tree. Well, today is Mitten Tree Day.
There you go.
So this is a good day to stop at the courthouse on the third floor, I believe you said?
Yes.
And she'll check and make sure. I believe it's the third floor, but who knows?
Yes, third floor.
Wow.
You're good.
Okay, then. I'm lucky. Okay, so it's on the third floor. You can see that tree when you get up the stairs or get off the elevator. And they're collecting mittens and scarves and coats and all sorts of warm items for the kids, and they're going to be handing them out. Well, today's a good day to go do that, the Mitten Tree Day. It's National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. It's St. Nicholas Day, which recognizes the 3rd century saint who became an inspiration for the modern-day Santa Claus. It's National Miners Day, with the E, and National Pawnbrokers Day. Today in music, in 1968, Elvis Presley received one of 66,000 letters that U.S. President Nixon sent out to potential administrative office holders. In 1969, the Rolling Stones released the album Beggar's Banquet. In 1970, Gimme Shelter opened in the U.S., and that's a documentary film about the Rolling Stones' 1969 tour of the United States. In 1988, Metallica recorded their first music video, and it was for the song One. Very good video. 1993, the Eagles taped a video for Travis Tritt's version of Take It Easy, which led to their reunion. And in 1995, Joni Mitchell was awarded the Billboard's Century Award. In sports, in 1960, Gene Autry and Bob Reynolds were granted the Los Angeles Angels baseball franchise by the American League. In 1988, the Milwaukee Bucks won their 1,000th NBA game. And in 1990, the National Hockey League granted a membership to the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Ottawa Senators. I have one birthday today. Happy birthday to Judd Apatow, born in 1967, the guy who made the 40-year-old virgin and Knocked Up. I've seen Knocked Up. I haven't seen the other. And People That Died is the 40-year-old version funny.
Yes.
That's one of those movies I keep thinking on a weekend I might sit and watch it.
Yes.
And People That Died on this day, Huddy Leadbelly Ledbetter died in 1949. He was a 20th century folk singer who did Midnight Special. And Roy Orbison died on this date in 1988, singer of Only the Lonely.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have David Davis, Steve Persinger, Paige Harding, Nolan Walter, Kaylee Frack, and Ann Reuter.
And then how many we have called?
We had four.
Nice. Three and four. Oh, wow. I had the four in the right order. That's kind of scary.
Dun, dun, dun. And you knew the third floor.
Yeah. Number whiz today.
All right. And it is number four, and that is Steve Persinger.
Happy birthday, Steve. Guess what? You get a little extra celebration there with a cookie from Destination Kitchen, also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have happy birthday wishes going out to Paige Harding from your dad, Steve Persinger, Nolan Walter, and David Davis.
We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Farm Bureau Insurance, the Norton Methodist Church, Bailey Electric, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you guys that we get to be here.
I'm going to remind you that the KQNK Countdown to Christmas giveaway is underway, and you can go out and about, do your local shopping here in our community, and while you're doing that and supporting our local businesses, you can get registered for our Countdown to Christmas giveaways. There are several, and I mean a lot, 17 locations in Norton to get registered for our giveaways, but we are giving away over 25 prizes through the Countdown to Christmas promotion. I'm going to tell you our current Countdown to Christmas sponsors, and then I will give you the list. And the list is actually on our Facebook page, the KQNK Facebook page as well, to give you an idea of where you can go and get registered for these prizes. But our full sponsor list includes Kinsey Covenant Realty, Moffitt Drug, Define Gym, and Be Home, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Laser Pro, Nextech, Kansas Land Tire, Pizza Hut Wing Street, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Phelps Memorial Hospital, Norton Correctional Facility, Norton Glass, Mad Duck Construction, Hess Monument, Anby Home Acres, Cowpoke Supply, TNC Kitchen, First State Bank, Garden Gate, etc., Farm Implement and Supply, Thistle, Insurance Central, Destination Kitchen, and Thread Junkies. That is the entire full list of our Countdown to Christmas sponsors. Here is the list where boxes are located for your registrations. You can register at Moffitt Drug, Define Gym, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Laser Pro, Next Tech, Kansas Land Tire, Pizza Hut Wing Street, H&J Repair Appliance Outlet, Norton Glass, Cowpoke Supply, TNC Kitchen, First State Bank, Garden Gate, etc., Thistle, Insurance Central, Destination Kitchen, and Thread Junkies. Again, all of our sponsors are giving away prizes, and how we're going to do the prize giveaways for those that don't have boxes is after we give away our prize from each location, we are going to combine all of the registrations from every box that is put out into one container, and we will pick from those registrations for the rest of the prizes to give them away. And we're giving away gift certificates, Chamber Bucks, Visa gift cards. So be sure to go out, shop local, support your local community businesses, and register. Two rules for the giveaway. Number one is one registration per person per visit. We don't want you standing there and stuffing your registrations in the box in one visit. If you want more chances to win, number one, go to more locations, go to all the locations, and only one registration per person per visit. And the second rule is if there is a box located at your work, if you work at one of the locations that have a box, you cannot register at your own location. You can register everywhere else. You just can't register at your location.
All right. And how easy could it be to win?
I know. You just put your name.
You're going to be there shopping anyway.
Exactly. Put your name so we can read it. Because if we can't read it, you're not going to win because, you know, we're not going to guess. And your phone number so we can contact you when you win.
And you could be a winner. How easy.
Lovely. Exactly. Each gift or gift certificate or Visa card or Chamber Bucks is $25.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's see. That does it for today. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow starts off the Topside Tip-Off.
Mm-hmm.
The girls will start at 3 o'clock our time.
Correct.
3 o'clock our time, and the boys will play after that. You can listen to all that action right here on KQ&K, AM and FM. Mandy's going to be going to take the equipment out to Marvin. He'll be calling tomorrow's game. Jeff will be doing Friday and Saturday. And again, if you know anybody that's going to be heading out that way and maybe going to be there like at least 45 minutes to an hour mm-hmm. ahead of time, call us at the, here at the station and let Mandy know, because she's looking for a ride up there. So if you are going and you're going to be going a little bit early, maybe you're going to be doing some other things before the game starts, let Mandy know. She'd love to ride with you. And the equipment that she's taking is not, when we say equipment, I know it sounds huge, but it's just like a little container of equipment.
Yeah, it's not even, like a medium tote.
Yeah, it's not even that big, so. 785-877-3378. Otherwise, Mandy will be out there tomorrow. Marvin will be calling the game, and I can't wait for the topside tip off to kick off.
Right. And so. We will be covering wrestling on Saturday. Fig and his crew will be traveling to Holdridge, and the dynamic or the schedule of things to happen on Saturday really just depends on the what happens Thursday and Friday with basketball. And so we'll kind of keep you posted on how that's going to work for Saturday, but Fig and Rick will be traveling to Holdridge for wrestling, and we hope to be bringing you all of that coverage as well.
All right. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a day. I hope everybody does have a day. A good day. Don't forget to tune in right after the 10 o'clock news this morning for our coffee table show. We'll have a representative here from the Living Nativity. We're also going to have a representative here to talk about the community dinner for this year. There's going to be a few changes they want to let you know about and just let you know when it's going to be and all the good, great details. So please tune in right after the 10 o'clock news, right around 10:03 for our coffee table show. And in the meantime, please don't forget about Thank you, Mandy, by the way.
Thanks, Annette.
In the meantime, please don't forget tomorrow for Party Line. Same time, same place.